away from 40. Just a few minutes left. Come on, help me get to that nice round number before I call it a night here on Hard Stuff Program. Todd.
Frank.
Thank you for keeping me sane during the hectic first part of the show. I appreciate your...
No! Frank, you!
Oh. I'm going to use that one, if you don't mind. But yeah, thank you so much for doing it. Appreciate your friendship and your advice, as well as your broadcasting talents.
It's 6:53, but is the bunny going to come in at like in 2 minutes?
No, Joey dirty, so we will end on time. I don't want to interfere with the rest of the fundraising efforts here on WFMU, but I want to thank you once again, Todd, for being my co-host.
You're welcome,
this week.
Frank. I love doing this with you.
Thank you so much. I want to thank everybody else who pledged this week. We still got another week to go. Plenty of time to pledge. If you haven't done so already, once again, rockandsoulradio.org. Help keep WFMU on the air for another year. We need your help, folks. We rely solely on you. No underwriting, no advertising. All listener supported, 100%. So why don't you keep us going? We appreciate that. All right, I got one more before the bunny kicks us off. Going to play another AC/DC track, not one off the giveaway. Oh, speaking of giveaway, we got to give away the album, don't we?
We do. Let's see. Should we wait? Why don't I announce it during the song?
That sounds good. All right, final AC/DC song. It's the title track of the live album, except it's not on the title track. They put out the album before they recorded it. Here it is. If you want blood, you got it. Thanks so much for pledging. We'll see you back here next week, next Super Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Till then, have a great rest of the week. Fantastic weekend. And we will see you soon.
The AC/DC record goes to Mark in Lothian.
All right, Lothian man, thank you so much for your support.
Home of Lothian and the Hand People.
All right, Mark, enjoy that. Thank you for the pledge.
WFMU.
Guest was one of the founders of the legendary early 70s band, the New York Dolls. He then went on to a solo career that is one of the hottest in popular music at the present time. His latest album, of which I have a copy right here, is entitled Live It Up. It's just been named one of the top 10 rock and roll albums of the year by Time Magazine. We're delighted to welcome Mr. David Johansen.
This dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Oh, little girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you're gonna die before your time.
Tell me, David, about the legendary, as we said, New York Dolls.
Well, the New York Dolls, that's the band I guess I started in professional show business with. I was living in the East Village, and I met these guys, and we were like really early movers and shakers in the ecological movement, and meaning that we would wear anything.
How do you know my name?
I know absolutely everything, Frank. You see, I'm the ghost. Hey, you don't mind if I smoke, do you?
Smoke, smoke, just drive.
just joined us. We're talking to Buster Poindexter. Now, that's your persona now, right? You did, as I mentioned, work...
It's a nom de guerre.
Yes. Nom de guerre, yeah. But you worked David Johansen with the New York Dolls, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I switched that because, you know, I was a teenage band that I was in. And I got tired of officiating at Hitler Youth rallies, you know, all the kids are out there like this. So I just decided I would do something a bit more mature. And...
How did you glom onto Buster Poindexter?
Well, it's an old nickname of mine from when I was a kid.
Why, see? I didn't know that.
They used to call me, my mother used to call me Buster, and the kids on the street, they would catch me at the library, so they would call me Poindexter.
Right.
You know, people like put the encyclopedia outside of a Playboy.
Right.
I used to do it the other way around. I'd have the Playboy and the encyclopedia on the inside.
Good, it throws them off.
Vegetable, which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Kick Out the Jams. I am your host, Joey D. Hope everyone is doing well out there. Well, if you don't know already, WFMU is in the midst of week one of the 2025 fundraising marathon. I'll talk more about that in a moment. First, I'd like to talk about the first set of rock and roll that you heard, which was dedicated to the late, great David Johansen, who passed away on Friday at the age of 75. He was battling stage 4 cancer for a decade. He had a brain tumor, and he had broken his back recently in a fall just after Thanksgiving. Last month, sweetrelief.org launched the David Johansen Fund to help with mounting medical bills. And if you go to that site, it's still up actually right now. There's an exclusive David Johansen t-shirt available, I believe for $30, $35. David, of course, was such a monumental rock and roller that I had to dedicate that first set to him. If you listen to this show, you know that I am a huge New York Dolls fan. How can you not be? Everyone here on at WFMU is a huge New York Dolls fan. I talked about previously on this show how I got to see David Johansen at a screening at Lincoln Center a few years ago of the documentary directed by Martin Scorsese called Personality Crisis One Night Only, which focuses on David's show at the Cafe Carlyle in 2020 and about his life in general. And David was there in person along with Martin Scorsese. And that was the only time I've unfortunately got to see David Johansen in person. For some unknown reason, I never got to any of the New York Dolls reunion shows that they did in the mid-2000s or any of his solo shows. One of my big concert regrets. But I'd love to hear in the chat. I know many people listening to this show have, you know, either saw those reunion doll shows or David in some other form. So I'd love to hear those stories in the chat. If you don't know, there is a live chat up on WFMU.org, also available on the FMU app. And yeah, I'd love to hear some David Johansen stories. I mean, he was such a legend, such a unique voice, such a unique New York City personality, had such a varied career, even acting, obviously New York Dolls, going to his solo stuff, and then, of course, in the late 80s with Buster Poindexter. But in that first set of music, I started out with his performance on Late Night with David Letterman in 1983. You heard the medley of We Gotta Get Out of This Place, Don't Bring Me Down, and It's My Life. And that was a medley that he used to do all the time. He actually opens up his live record, Live It Up. And that, again, that was taken from the Letterman performance with Paul Schaefer and the Late Night Band. After that, we heard New York Dolls and track one, side one, from the epic New York Dolls self-titled debut record. We heard Personality Crisis from 1973. We then heard a little snippet from his acting when he was in the movie Scrooged with Bill Murray, 1988. He, of course, played the ghost of Christmas Past. And it's pretty funny. As a kid, I loved that movie, watched it over and over, loved him in it. Didn't know that was him until many, many years later. We then heard the song Girls, taken from the debut solo record by David Johansen, which came out in 1978. That song Girls was co-written by David and Sylvain Sylvain, who also plays on the entire record, I believe. We then heard New York Dolls' Human Being, taken from the sophomore Dolls album Too Much Too Soon, 1978. That song was covered by Guns N' Roses on their punk cover album The Spaghetti Incident, 1993. And that was the first time I heard a New York Dolls song, was that GNR version of Human Being. And we finished up that set of David Johansen with my favorite New York Dolls song, Pills, taken from the Hard Night's Day compilation put out by Norton Records, which was studio demos of the band while they were recording that debut album. Pills was written by and originally performed by Bo Diddley. So that was a David Johansen tribute set. Rest in peace. Keep listening to the Dolls. Keep listening to all his stuff. He was a legend for sure. And this time I'd like to get back to the WFMU Marathon. If you don't know, this is the, of course, annual fundraising marathon that the station does every year. And this year, the monetary goal is $1.7 million to keep the station going, keep it going for the long haul. And you ask, what is all that money for? Well, the money that we raise will cover basic operating expenses, improvement of our FM transmitters, maintenance of our webcasts and archives. If you don't know, the archives go back to the year 2000. You can hear archives of every single WFMU show, all the digital streams like here, Rock and Soul, Sheena's Jungle Room, Give the Drummer Some. That's endless, endless, endless archives. Just unbelievable. You can hear all of that great stuff on WFMU.org. Also goes towards further improvement of our mobile app, further development of our interactive playlists. If you're not on the playlist page right now and you're not in the chat, get on it. That's a huge part of makes this whole experience so much fun for me and for the listeners. I'm always in the chat and other FMU shows, and it's just a great way to have that interaction with the hosts, and just it makes it a great experience. Now, there's different ways you can pledge. If you've never pledged before, I'll go through it quickly, but you can make a one-time donation for any amount of money, $10, $20, $50. If you do pledge $20, you will get the WFMU Radio Barge sticker designed by Scott Teplin. If you go up to $50, you'll get that Radio Barge sticker along with the brand new Mystic Dream t-shirt, which is very cool, designed by Jamie Zuverza. Now, for $75, you'll get the sticker, you'll get that t-shirt, and you'll also get one DJ premium. If you go to wfmu.org/DJ premiums, you will see the entire long list of all the DJ premiums that are available this year. There's t-shirts, there's pins, stickers, CDs. You go to that site and you'll see everything. Now, for Rock and Soul, the individual shows do not have premiums, but for the Rock and Soul stream, we're offering the official tote bag. All your records, tapes, CDs, and groceries in style, designed by Manny Dominguez. Get your official Rock and Soul Radio tote bag. That is just one of the options, one of the premium options for a donation of $75 or more. Now, there's also a Swag for Life option. Swag for Life means it's a minimum of $10 per month we charge on your credit card with annual renewal. For that, you will get the sticker, the t-shirt, the DJ premium, plus the brand new WFMU LCD issue 28 Fables of Formats, the return of our beloved zine program guide, Bigger and Better Than Ever. Now, with Swag for Life, you can go as high as you want, minimum $10 a month. If you go up to $180 for the year or $15 a month, you can also get the WFMU Snooze Control Sleep Mask plus 3 DJ premiums. You can go up to the Mouse of Today pledge, which is $365 or $30 a month for even more swag. And it goes higher and higher and higher. Just go to the website and you'll see all the swag options available. In addition, there's always special programming for the next few weeks, including the third annual Puppy Bowl happening this upcoming Sunday, March 9th, hosted by the great Susie Hot Rod of Rock and Roller Derby fame, her excellent Sunday night show. Gotta tune into that every Sunday night on the mothership. But this is the third annual Puppy Bowl. Also, Yo La Tengo, as always, will be playing live on the air. They'll be playing requests live in exchange for marathon pledges, whether they actually know the song or not. And this only happens on this Saturday, March 8th, 3 to 6 p.m. on the Toddaphonic Todd Show, co-hosted by Gaylord Fields. Listeners can phone in requests to 1-800-989-9368 or pledge online. And of course, there's the marathon finale on Sunday, March 16th from 7 to midnight. The Hoof and Mouth Symphonia performs, featuring many of your favorite DJs soiling themselves vocally. This will be live streaming on our website. So much going on here at the station. So important this time of year just to keep this important, vital freeform station going and thriving. And with that said, I'm going to quickly run through some of the pledges that I've already received. I can't believe there's so many so far. Starting at the very top, I got Anita in Bloomfield with the Swag for Life pledge. She says, love you all. Peace and good health to everyone at WFMU. Frank and Queens and Miss Christina Ginger, power couple of Rock and Soul Radio, with a very generous Swag for Life staff pledge. They said, thank you for endless hours of great music. Keep the spirit alive. Two of the best DJs on FMU. Great shows. Frank, of course, every Tuesday night before my program. Christina, part of the rotations. Thursday night crew. Eric in Florida with the generous Swag for Life pledge. Adam in New York says, love to all your shows. Keep freeform alive. Mike Sin with a very generous Swag for Life pledge. Mike Sin, of course, co-host of the What's Happening program every Tuesday night here in Rock and Soul. He said, I've been listening to FMU for more than 40 years, and each year it keeps getting better and better. That's because of you awesome DJs. Jessica M. in Pompton Lakes with the Swag for Life pledge. Jesse, a.k.a. Mistress of a Thousand Moods, host on Thursday nights here of on Rock and Soul with the very generous Swag for Life pledge. She says, thanks for making WFMU the greatest station out there. Thanks so much, Jesse. Scott B. in Pennsylvania with the generous Swag for Life pledge. Thank you, WFMU, for all the great programs and DJs. Daisy Lacey with the Swag for Life pledge. Daisy Lacey, of course, part of the Rotations crew on Thursday nights. And she is really the reason I am even here on Rock and Soul. Always grateful for Daisy's support, and she just spins amazing stuff. Definitely look up her shows, the archives, if you've missed them. Always try to catch her live show as well. Suzanne M. in Maryland with the Swag for Life pledge. Thanks, Suzanne. Medson with the very generous Swag for Life pledge. Medson, of course, host of the excellent program Musical Dose. You can hear every Friday night, 7 to 9, here on Rock and Soul. Medson says, lots of love to all at WFMU, especially my fellow Rock and Soul radio show hosts. The one and only Scott Oz with the Swag for Life pledge. Scott down in Australia, one of the most dedicated listeners to Rock and Soul, and especially to Kick Out the Jams. Scott is the best. He says, keep up the good fight, my WFMU family. Thanks, Scott. Prof Fuzz down in Texas with a generous Swag for Life pledge. Thanks, Prof Fuzz. Spoony, formerly a member of Super Tuesdays, now a member of Magic Monday Nights on Rock and Soul with his show Bad Teeth. The generous Swag for Life pledge. Spoony says, once Elon's FCC burns the station to the ground for being too diverse, all the terrestrial DJs will be begging for a slot on Rock and Soul Radio. That is correct. Thanks, Spoony. Matt in Brooklyn, the Swag for Life pledge. Paul in DC with a very, very generous Swag for Life pledge. He says, WFMU, the one thing I can depend on. Jay in Portland, Oregon, the Swag for Life pledge. Erica out in Connecticut. Erica, host of a great show on the Sheena's Jungle Room stream, Weird Sin with Hysterica, playing awesome punk rock, garage rock, and other stuff every Monday, 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern on the Sheena's Jungle Room stream. Thanks, Erica. Steve in Brooklyn with the Swag for Life pledge. Sarah in Oregon with the Swag for Life pledge. Chris Crash, who you will hear following this program. Thanks so much, Chris. Stu Rutherford, excellent DJ of Rock and Soul every Saturday night. The very generous pledge. Thanks, Stu. Steve H. in New York. JR in Houston with the Swag for Life pledge. And H. down in Australia. Big listener, H. Thanks so much. Thank you to everyone who's donated. If you haven't, again, go to my playlist page, and you'll see a widget at the top of the playlist page. Click Pledge Now, and you'll go through the prompts and get your swag right now. I know that was a lot of marathon info at once. We're going to get back to the music. I'll stop talking now. Let's get back to the rock and roll.
Oh, fly to play the big time. Take me on a roller coaster. Take me for an airplane ride. Take me for a six-day wonder. But don't you pull my fire side by side. What's real and made to be? Baby James and Acapulco, we are flying down to Rio. You're so chic, dude, where the love we babies up the mountain streamline. Midnight blue casino floors. Dance the cha-cha through to sunrise. Opens up exclusive doors for wow. Just like the moonboards look the same. So me and you, just we two, got to search for something new.
dying down now, and I think we have a new candidate, and we have a new favorite vegetable, which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station.
You're listening to Kick Out the Jams with Joey D. I'm going to read you back what you heard in that set of glam rock. Starting at the very top, we heard Brian Eno, Needles in the Camel's Eye, taken from his debut solo record, Here Come the Warm Jets. We then heard from the band Brian Eno left to pursue that solo career, Roxy Music, and their debut single, Virginia Plain, 1972. I took that from the Velvet Goldmine soundtrack. Needles in the Camel's Eye, also on that Velvet Goldmine soundtrack. We then heard from T-Rex, Metal Guru, from The Slider. That was the band's fourth and final number one UK single. Topped the charts for 4 weeks in 1972. And we finished up that set with the Crocodiles cover version of Lou Reed's Hangin' Round, taken from the Crocodiles EP they released in 2020, Shitty Times Volume 1. Well, I got one more song to spin for you guys before passing the reins over to Chris Crash and his show Strong Style. Coming up next, and following Chris Crash, Mike Sinn and Matt Clark, taking you down a 60s highway from 9 to 11 p.m. with their always excellent show, What's Happening. Thanks to everyone who tuned in tonight. Thank you to everyone who made their pledges again. If you haven't, there is still time. The marathon has just started, so go over to WFMU.org. Get those pledges in. It's so vital for the station, all going to a great cause. And there's a lot of great radio happening this week. Enjoy it all. Try to tune into as much as you can. There's so much great stuff on WFMU on all the streams. And that's it. That's my time. And I'll be with you guys next Tuesday. Stay tuned for Chris Crash. Until next week, adios.
You can lean on me. that's our middle name. Music.
Of all sentient beings. This is Strong Style Chris Crash on WFMU.
The 2025 WFMU Marathon has begun. It is that time of year for the next 2 weeks where we will be taking your donations to keep the Freeform Station of the Nation running another year. We have tons of quality swag to give out this year, including an awesome new red t-shirt and the Rock and Soul tote bag. So please donate. There are many options for a one-time pledge or a monthly pledge. You can donate at the pledge widget at the top of my page. Please help Strong Style Chris Crash be a hit in America.
I was made to hit in America. I was made to hit in America. つヒットインアメリカ
I was made to hit in America
I was made to hit in America
I was made to hit in America
だけ